Hello. Hello,
is this Sally?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Sally. It's Dale Sellers calling from Life Leap Institute. We have you down for a session today.
Yes, great. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Now, Sally, I believe we have you down for a recording for the session. So real quick, let me make sure that device is working properly. Just a second here.
Okay.
Now, I do believe this is the first time that we had a session together. So real quick, before we get started, let me give you a couple ideas about how this session is going to work. What I'm going to do in a moment is I'm going to, intuitively focus into your life. And as I do that, I'll generally get pulled towards some hot spots going on around you, maybe some questions you're having, some things you're facing. I'm going to tell you what I see, talk about some of the different details, different factors. And then, after that, you'll have an opportunity to ask more questions. We'll make it more interactive at that point, okay?
Okay, great.
All right, great. In that case, give me just a couple moments of silence. I'm just going to shift my mind into a more meditative state. I'm just going to focus into your life, and then we'll go from there. Just a couple moments, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Sally, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Just kind of taking a look here. I mean, it's kind of interesting. I mean, I work with a lot of clients, every year, and most of the time there's always a big crisis, a health issue or a legal issue or a job issue. As I'm kind of digging around in your life, it feels like things, you're perfect. You don't need any help from me. I think you're all right.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah. Now, compared to most of the situations I run in, it's like, wow, I have to dig for an issue here, a couple things, just kind of focusing in here, a couple things come to mind. I mean, as far as the roles that we play in life, as I was scanning through your life on an intuitive level, I see a lot of compassion there, helping other people, reaching out, taking care of people. In fact, maybe a little bit of that tear caker role going on. And I do that sometimes too, with my own family and friends. And, that's okay. I mean, I guess it's about balance between being a caretaker and not taking care of yourself. And that's the only thing that I focus in. I at times, at least, it feels like it's your life could be like a whack-a-mole game. You ever see those games where the head pops up and you hit it with a hammer, then another one pops up and you hit it with a hammer? And I kind of see you going through that. And my only concern, I mean, you're doing a lot of good. My only concern is, what about Sally, taking care of Sally? It's almost like if I put you out in nature somewhere on a park bench and said, just sit there for an hour and don't do anything, relax, you wouldn't know how to do that. It's like this mind's going, I got to do this. That's the only thing is, I'd say maybe to work on that, meditation or just learning how to sit and relax. And I mean, we all have issues we have to deal with, I guess. It's like you get in the issue and you take care of it, but then you get out of it. And there's a difference between dealing with it and getting out of it and dealing with it and then taking it with you, internalizing it and carrying it around with you with the weight on the world on your shoulders. And that's my concern. It's not a terrible thing. I'm not trying to criticize you or point the finger at you or make you wrong. I'm just saying watch out about it, because eventually, I mean, I think these things can show up even in our health. I'm not a doctor. I can't make a medical diagnosis, but, high blood pressure, even, your thyroid. I don't know if you have issues with your thyroid in your family. But sometimes that, like stress can show up in those types of environments. The other thing, as far as the relationship, the marriage, I see a lot of strength there, a lot of connection, a lot of chemistry. At the same time, that strength, my sense intuitively is that sometimes that can be a challenge. I mean, a lot of times in a relationship, you have like a leader and a follower. In fact, most of my clients, that's the situation. With the two of you, it feels like more more like two leaders. You know, I think sometimes you got two strong people. It's like putting two tigers in a cage at times. I think, and I mean, you're dealing with it pretty well. I do get a sense though, at times there's like, you're over here and he's over here. There's like this wall, you know, where of a distance and emptiness. And I think, there's some strategies I think sometimes that might help you as far as, you know, getting around that and building more of a link, more of a connection between the two of you where you're coexisting a little better. Cause that wall, especially on his side, I just see this, it's like a still wall, like a stubbornness, just like I'm right, my way's the right, and don't even try to influence me or talk to me or anything. This is what's going on. And you know, but again, it's about outsmarting that challenge. And again, I mean, I don't get a pull towards any big crisis point. Maybe I'm missing something, you know. But I mean, I just, as I was scanning through your life, I just got a pull cord, you know, towards a couple of those directions. Now, Sally, you know, I do have a bad habit of just talking and talking. I want to make sure that we get, you know, specific questions that you have answered. So based on what I've discussed so far or anything else, what specifically would you like me to focus in on, you know, today? What can I help you out with? What would you like me to take a look at?
Well, my biggest concern, and you pretty much hit it on the head, is about my husband. His name is Rob.
Right.
And he is very stubborn, and, you know, and most of our problems, and I would say when we're, I guess where I'm the most stubborn, is about Tatum, and
right.
he's stubborn too, because, you know, he thinks I try to do too much for Tatum and I spoil her, and you know Tatum. So, and then on the other hand, I feel like, you know, he's not generous enough and not helpful enough and criticizes more than, you know, and so that's where I'm in the middle. Like, that's where it's hard for me. And just yesterday I said, I want to go see Tatum, and he was like, you know, like, anyway, he kind of pouted, you know, and I said, I'm still going, and I went, and then I had car problems, and then, you know, so I had to call him. But anyway, and then now I said, well, I could come home for the weekend. My car won't be fixed till Monday or Tuesday. And he said, now he's just saying, well, do whatever you want. If you want to rent a car and come home or stay there with Tatum, I don't care. I'm like, okay.
Right.
So
it's like that still barrier went up, like, you know, we're together, but right now I'm in my own little world, you know.
Right.
Right.
So it's almost like I feel like he makes me, I don't want to have to choose between him and Tatum. I don't think I should have to as a mother. And I don't think I should, you know, I'm just saying, like, I don't know, I come from very generous parents and very loving parents, and Rob doesn't. He comes from more like, you know, you got to earn your way, you got to be strong, and everything he thinks he's doing is making Tatum really strong, which she probably is, but also pushes her away from him.
Right.
Which makes me sad too.
Right. So let me ask you, I have some ideas about maybe some strategies as I'm looking, you know, because I'm focused on you and him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a psychologist. I get my information. I was trained to study like with a, you know, research institute. It was part of the Air Force. And that's how I work. But I mean, is there something, you know, before I just talk, is there something specific about that situation that you would like me to focus on?
Well, I don't know, like, should I go home this weekend? I don't know. I'm just saying this one thing. Like, I don't know how to get past when he is upset when I want to do stuff with Tatum. So there's not like a certain situation happens every time, you know,
right.
Something happens to Tatum, or I want to go visit Tatum, or Tatum, I want to do something. It's like, you know, it's, he doesn't want me to do it.
Right. Right. Just kind of
hard to put into words.
No, I get what you're saying. Fortunately, I think I do. And it's a thing where, in those particular situations, I mean, to deal with it head on, I do see continued challenges. again, it's like putting two tigers in a cage. You got two strong people. Both of them have, you know, opinions and ideas and beliefs, and that's not going to change. Now, you know, here's the thing with him is that what I'm trying to say is that if you approach it directly, like conversationally, or address that issue or try to get somewhere, anytime soon, I think he's going to hold on to where he's coming from, you know, and, and at the same time, I mean, you know, it's not a hopeless situation. It's just that dealing with it straight on, sometimes that works with some people, relationships, whatever, you know, it works. With him, my sense is that your best bet is to consider like an alternative strategy. And really, it's about, and I'm not knocking your marriage down. I mean, I think the two of you have, Sally, compared to a lot of the relationships I deal with, you know, for the last 20 years, I mean, your issue, I'm not minimizing what you're going through, but it gets a lot worse from where you are. We'll put it that way. So you got something to work with here. Now with him, it's a thing again where you know, when you approach it directly, it, you know, it's like going up against a brick wall. The harder you push, the harder that brick wall pushes back. You know, so the whole idea is, my sense is, what I get more of a green light towards as I'm looking at this is to go around that brick wall and address, you know, address it in a different way. And really, I mean, I don't think it's some, you know, huge mystical psychic insight I can give you about this. I think some of it, if you really sat and thought about it, you're an intelligent person. You could kind of get this too. But I am, you know, getting this as I'm looking at the situation. It, you know, for example, it's about building that more of that connection and that chemistry that the two of you have. Like, for example, when he's on his rocker, on his high horse about Tatum or about another issue in life, it's going at him. I mean, does it work for you so far? You know, when you approach it directly, normally my sense is it's not going to work. So the thing is when he comes down from that and he's not in that state and he's more in a, you know, conversational romantic state, it's about building up that side of your relationship more, that chemistry, that connection, getting that stronger to the point where that, I'm trying to think how to, you know, exactly how to explain this. I'm not saying that the relationship's weak. I'm just saying as you build that up stronger, and maybe at those times when he's not in combat mode, to, you know, sneak some little things in there. I'm not encouraging you to be sneaky or manipulative, but at the same time, that's where he's going to be more open. You know, it's about going around another way, building up that connection, you know, the playfulness, the spontaneousness, like, you know, in the relationship, like, you know, you, during the day, it's like you see him, you just jump on him and kiss him and tickle him and just kind of pull him out, you know, hit him at those times. And as that builds up that strength, that connection, that chemistry in those situations that, you know, for example, when there's a conflict, my sense is you're going to have more leverage. And that, you know, it's the thing right now. It's like when you go up directly against them, it's the same thing. Like if you walk up to a personal, you know, to a stranger on the street and ask them for a personal loan, they're going to say no. You know, but if you call a friend, say, hey, I need some money, I'm running, you know, behind or whatever, you family member or whatever, you're going to like more than likely get a better response because, you know, you have that connection, that leverage, that chemistry. And with him, I wish there was a magical thing I could tell you that in the midst of one of those debates, how to deal with it. But I think it's more like letting him have that moment and then, you know, going back behind it and again, strengthening that other aspect of your relationship, the connection, the spontaneousness, the throw a little chaos energy in there, being unpredictable, being, you know, engaging him on that level. Now there are some things you can do. I mean, you know, there's a lot of research out there. I've talked to your daughter about this, Princeton University, the Dean of Engineering, they did 20 years of research on that. I mean, the Dean, you know how smart you have to be to get into Princeton, not to mention to be the Dean, but that we're all basically influencing, each other all the time on a psychic level. That's what it boils down to. I mean, he wrote a letter to Obama about it. He's concerned about people influencing nuclear warheads. You know, it's crazy stuff, but is it, you know, and I'm not blaming you for what's occurring between you and your husband. At the same time, you know, as you're able to get more control of your emotions and what you're, you know, bringing into that, like if you're resentful and you feel misunderstood and you don't feel appreciated, you know, appreciated or, you know, acknowledged, or you're resentful or you're frustrated and you walk into it, or, you know, the first sign that, that he doesn't meet you halfway, if that's your reaction, then you're going to, that's not going to help the situation, you know? So
right.
That's the other option is, you know, either through us or somebody else, maybe Tatum can work with you some, is to work on getting some of that emotional stuff out of the way. Because then when you go into it, with a different mindset and you're influencing the situation on a different level, it's not guaranteed, but situations do tend to, you know, it's going to tend to influence the situation. And you know, I've done this a lot. I was skeptical about that myself. I was a crisis counselor with a bunch of teenagers and adults when I was younger, and I would go in and project different emotions. And, you know, into that environment, you got 20 kids in there, I project emotions, and it's shocking how sensitive people are to that, you know, and the, it actually is reflected in their behavior too, you know. So that's one other option that you have, is going inside and doing that internal work within yourself and getting to where when you, you know, are in those situations, you're, you know, you're coming into it differently.
Right. That's, yeah.
So how do you feel about what I said?
I think you make a lot of sense, and I, you know, it makes a lot of sense, and yeah. I know that I need to do that. I just know that sometimes I just shut down, because I mean, I don't want to, I can't argue. He's much better at arguing. So, I mean, and it makes it harder to talk when he's so like, he does not change his mind at all. And I think out of all the things that I'm most, I guess, hurts me the most is when it's about Tatum.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, Tatum is to me a great kid. She's doing a lot of, you know, she hasn't been a lot of trouble. She's, you know, she's performed, she's done well in school. She's doing well now. I think he just wants her to be, you know, independent. And I don't know, I feel like he's jealous of my time with Tatum, and I don't like that. And, but anyway, I mean, and I have to say, I very much want to thank you and appreciate what you've done for Tatum, because I think I've seen her grow a lot in these last, you know, I guess it's been 2 years. So.
Wow. It's been that long. It just goes by. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm here for. I mean, that's, you know, people keep telling me I'm, you know, pretty good at what I do. So I keep doing it. If I start getting a lot of negative feedback, I'll go do something else. You know, so
yeah.
that's the way I figure it. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
So my other question, besides, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
My other question would be, how can I help Tatum more? Like, I mean, you know, not necessarily. She seems, you know, she told me today, how are you with Dad? You know, she's like, yeah, no, it's my dad. I don't live in town. I don't live with him. I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me as much. And I'm like, you know, okay. And she's got a daughter that, you know, tells me pretty much the same thing. Another daughter. So anyway, she's married and has 3 kids. So anyway, you know, as long as you don't live there in the house and have, you know, you're pretty independent, it's not a big problem. But it's me, because I'm, you know, that's what I'm saying. If I can help Tatum, you know, that's the other thing. Of like, you know, when she tells me about Ryan, is there something I should do to be more positive or anything with that? I want to help her the best way I can, and I've seen her suffer, and I just, you know, I just don't know if I'm, you know. I'm just being here is enough, or just, you know, just listening is enough, or if I should be doing something else.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's always things we can do. I mean, life's a process. We can always do better, you know? So I'd always focus on that. I mean, I think you're doing pretty dang good already. Give yourself a pat on the back, you know, at the same time, I mean, as I'm kind of scanning through the situation, I mean, the only thing is that, I mean, we, you know, I also have had training like in healing. And then, I mean, they teach that in nursing schools, like laying of the hands and working with energy on that level. And, you know, where I got my training, the big thing they talked about is like, if somebody's got a broken arm or they're, you know, have a headache, you know, headaches are pretty easy to snatch away from people. But when you're working on those healing levels, if you focus on the headache, like I got to get rid of this headache, and you're visualizing, you're focused on that headache, it actually can tend to make it worse. Whereas you shift your attention instead on away from the problem and instead on, you know, that end result, like the person being happy, healthy, successful, feeling good, feeling relaxed, and you put your energy towards that, you tend to get a better result. It's like what you focus on expands. And that's why the only thing I would say, you know, about that situation, I'm not saying it's easy. I mean, I got two daughters myself. It's not, you know, it's like easy to say, like, be more positive. Yeah, okay. But when it comes down to it, it's, you know, challenging. Probably one of the most challenging things as a parent. But at the same time, it's like, you know, if you can work on getting your attention maybe off the problems a little more, and, you know, you'd be aware of them. But again, get your focus instead on, you know, like with Tatum, seeing her happy, successful, visualizing that, putting energy into that, and, being aware of the issues. But like, when you think about her most of the time, that's where your energy is going. Like, you know, whatever happens, she's going to be happy. I know she is. I'm going to make sure, do my part to make sure that happens. See her successful, happy, you know, a balanced life, healthy, you know, putting your energy into that direction. I remember, I mean, even when I was younger, I hurt my thumb, like in martial arts or something. I was walking through the woods and, I heard a branch. It was like 100 feet above me crack and it fell down. I was focusing on my thumb, how bad it hurt. And this branch fell out of the sky and I heard it going through the air. And the point of the branch, guess where that point hit? It's like
your thumb,
right? But on the red spot, right where it hurt. And I saw it happen. It was like in slow motion. I was like, you know what? I got to get, you know, it's not easy not focusing on something, especially when it hurts. But you get your attention elsewhere. Put it on, you know, elsewhere. It's like I really kind of learned from that experience. I got to get my mind off of my problems instead on where the heck I'm going. You know, and it, you know, otherwise it puts energy into those same things, you know, it doesn't help it, you know, and I'm not blaming you for her situation. I'm not saying that you're hexing Tatum with your negative energy. It's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying just to be mindful of that and try to think about ways that you can, you know, incorporate more of that into your life. You know, to kind of put your energy in that, you know, because you have at any given moment, you have a choice about what you focus on. You can either focus on this or that. You can't really focus on two things at once, you know, so it's about keeping your focus in that more productive direction. And again, I mean, I think doing some internal work within yourself, even if you know, I'm not trying to get you signed up with our training program, you know, but even getting involved with some mindfulness meditation, there's books out there, and it kind of sounds cheesy. It's not a miracle pill. It's going to make everything better, but you know, just learning how to control your emotions a little more. And you know, we can all benefit from that, you know?
Right.
But for example, maybe, you know, if you're nervous about Tatum and you're concerned and you're upset and you're, you know, stressed out about what's going on between her and her father, if you're, you know, depressed or discouraged or any of those things, I mean, it's natural as a parent to feel those things, you know, and in a fair word, you should be able to feel those things, and that's fine. But I think as far as being beneficial, I think the more open to the outcome, the flexible, the you know, that fierce confidence like a tiger that you know things are going to work out, you know things are going to get better. Those emotions tend to help a situation, even if you're 1,000 miles away. I mean, California, who was it? California Pacific Medical Center. They did a lot of research on remote influence and remote healing in that level. thousands of miles away. It's like we're all influencing each other all the time. It's like when my mom, when she starts thinking about me or worrying or whatever, I call her. I'm like, Mom, you know, she's like 500 miles away. It's like, what? You know, it's not just because of me, because I, you know, studied at a research institute and got all this training. All people have those experiences. So it's just about, again, it goes back to working on yourself and being honest with yourself and evaluating maybe how you can improve. And as you do that, it's going to improve these situations around you. It's going to improve the situation with your husband, and it's going to improve the situation with Tatum. You know, so I think that's, and as far as having steps that you can take, I think that's pretty good. In other words, I'm not seeing, you know, that you're doing anything crazy. I mean, it's not like, okay, you need to lay off the pharmaceuticals and work through an addiction issue. Like a lot of my clients, and it's like, you know, you don't have any big nasties that you need to take care of. Now with the husband, I still think there are, I think once you strengthen that connection and that chemistry a little more, not to say it's not there, but to kind of work on that area and blow that up even more. I still think, you know, cause I've dealt with very, stubborn people. I mean, some of my clients, I mean, I got, you know, I work with some of the hill figures. I mean, they're like, you know, billionaires. I mean, and these people, it's like trying to get something in through that wall is, it's like, it takes an act of Congress, you know? So, but there are strategies that you can use, like, communication strategies, like like a good attorney, for example, they'll tend to lead a conversation with questions instead of radiating and saying a bunch of stuff. They're like, well, what do you think would happen if this happened? Or what do you think about this? Or, you know, 5 years from now, how do you think things are going to be if we keep going on in this direction? Like those questions that, because when you're talking to somebody, their walls go up. But when you're asking them questions, it like stuns them to where they're asking themselves that questions, you know, that same question too. And it's getting to where they, you know, you gain a lot of power influence, you know, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So there are different strategies like that, that you can use. And too, I mean, when you start to feel him going up in that zone where, you know, the brick walls building right in front of you, and the stubbornness and the I'm always right, and the, you know, I've got it all figured out. That's like, you can probably see it in his eyes. I mean, it starts to form. It's like his armor's, it's like putting pieces of armor on his body, you know, it's like to be able to catch it and to shift the energy, like to do different things. Like it could even be a matter of getting up and going and getting a glass of water, you know, something to break that pattern, to keep that cycle from happening, you know. And there are ways that you can outsmart those you know, it's like strategies that you can use to outsmart those things when they're happening. I mean, you have to be attentive, and a lot of it, you have to have control over yourself, because if you're freaking out inside too, and you're angry and resentful, and you're getting, you know, feeling misunderstood and all your stuff's coming up, then all that emotion tends to blind your ability to see things, see other solutions around you, or maybe I'll try this, or maybe I'll try that. It's like you're, you know, you yourself, you're getting, you know, shut down also. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes. No, you know, that makes a lot of sense.
Big thing is work on yourself, but also, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm looking at this situation between you and your husband, and I brought it up because when I first got on the phone, I was like, it's a challenge. I mean, there's a lot of love there, a lot of respect. And I mean, if you put in some divorce papers next week and said, I don't want to have anything to do with you, I'm done trying to fight you all the time like this, I mean, he would be devastated, you know, because I mean, you're in a lot of ways like you're his ground in life. I mean, he cherishes right. The relationship. He's just got some, the communication stuff. It's like he needs to go back to school, you know, how to talk to a woman 101, you know, it's like he needs a little help in that area.
He's been a boss and a doctor for a long time, so he's, you know.
Yeah, it's like, take the white.
Call the shots.
Yeah, take the white suit off when you come home, man. You know, it's like, you know, you start to identify with that, you know. But I guess what I'm trying to say is it's not a hopeless situation. I mean, I can look at it, you know, intuitively and see all different types of things that you could try that haven't been done yet, you know, that. You know, as far as throwing out in the towel or thinking that it's hopeless or giving up on it.
I don't want to get a divorce. I'm not trying to do any of that. I'm trying just keep things a little bit, you know, less stressful. He's retired now, so he's at home a lot more.
Right.
We, you know, so that's, I mean, it's a lot of time together, but a lot of times when he goes through, you know, when he says he's bold statements, and I just I don't confront him because I know if he thinks about it or if I get him talking, then it'll just like be in cement, you know, whatever he says. But if I don't say anything, it'll kind of like, you know, he'll think about it a little bit more and he'll like, oh, maybe that's not a good idea. And he'll go through his own mind, you know, what all the other options are. And I've noticed that helps. But in the meantime, it's, you know, it's kind of hard. But
it's not easy on you. That's what I said. I agree with you. Same thing I said, going at it directly. It's like pushing against a brick wall. The harder you push, that wall pushes back, you know, so you're not going to reach them, have a lot of success going at it directly. And, you know, at those moments, and the thing about divorce, I was just bringing up as an analogy that to try to let you know, I mean, I don't, you know, see that as an issue. It's more of how much he cares about you and that,
mm-hmm.
you know, there is a deep love and a bond and, you know, I think sometimes taking it for granted, you know, but, you know, which means you have a lot to work with. You have a lot of leverage there already, you know,
mm-hmm.
Compared to someone that is like, oh, easy come, easy go. I don't care if it works or not. You know, and there's a lot of things, you know, that you could do. You know, there are other strategies. So, you know, if you get down the road, if you get more curious about that, I mean, I've brought up some ideas. You know, one, getting control of yourself, two, going at it in a different direction, you know, like going around the brick wall and working on that part of your relationship, because as that explodes more and is more intense than that part of him that's stubborn. I mean, the best case scenario is it starts to kind of smother that other part out of the way, you know, to where when, you know, a debate comes up, he's in a different mindset because of what you have, you know, at other moments in the relationship, you know, but, you know, if it keeps getting at you, let me know. I mean, there's some other things we could go over and, you know, I mean, it's not a hopeless situation. You know, there's a lot of different things you could do, but I think you just keep trying different things and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't work. And you just, you know, just keep trying to outsmart this situation. That's what it is. But if you get one thing out of talking to me though, Sally, it's about you taking better care of yourself, you know, about getting to where you know, you're not focused on this problem, somebody else's problem, this problem, where, you know, there's some joy and some relaxation. And I'm not saying you're a miserable, you know, crazy animal that runs everywhere. It's just, you know, if I had my way, I'd like to see more, you know, peaceful relaxation, just, you know, enjoyment, you know, doing some fun stuff that's just, you know, no worries, no stress. It's like, okay, that's that part of your life, but now this is about Sally, you know, and you know, more of those moments. And I think even then, when you go to deal with something like your husband or Tatum or whoever else around you, is that you'll be a different person anyway. You'll have a better perspective, more strength, more balance. You'll be able to handle it better. But as I'm scanning over the last 6 months, I see a lot of running and, you know, from one issue to another, and maybe not a lot of time for Sally. Does that make sense?
It does. It seems like there's a lot of things that, you know, it's one crisis after another.
Right.
That, you know, but I mean, I'm not, you know, on the other hand, you know, it hasn't been anything we haven't been able to handle. It's just stressful. And if I could, you know, And like I say, okay, once, you know, Tatum gets to residency, if, you know, if it, she figures out where she's going to go get her job, you know, if she, you know, that's the other thing. Like, if she figures out what's going to happen with Ryan or not with Ryan, so, she, you know, it's going to be hard for her to even figure out where to look for a job unless this thing with Ryan is worked out. And he just moved again. So, or not again, he just moved. And so I thought, well, okay. But I know that's her problem and not mine. But I know it's, you know, I just think, okay, well, that's in the future. I can't do anything about it for a year, you know. So we just, I mean, those are the things that just like, but on the other hand, you know, everything else is really going pretty well, I would think.
Yeah.
I just, you know, that's why I keep saying, okay, well, you know, this, like I'm saying, it's not terrible. It's, you know, just, you know, like my car breaks down and, okay, it's going to take an extra 4 days to get it fixed. So, okay, I can handle that. But I'm just sort of saying it's like not what I planned, but it's okay.
Right. So. Right. Like I said in the beginning, I mean, your life's pretty dang good. You don't really need me. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now I feel better.
Yeah, I just brought up a couple things, just to things to think about for you to focus on. Like, hey, you know, this would help, you know. And
well, I think I'll ask Tatum about that, the course that she takes and how.
Yeah.
Her.
You know what? I mean, it's got a lot of tools in it. I mean, she could, you could work with her some. I mean, you have to be kind of careful about that. But, I mean, it's got a lot of tools. Like, for example, in a situation like with your husband, when, you know, you have to talk to him about something, and all of a sudden, you know, there you go. You see him putting on that armor, that look in his eyes, getting stubborn and cold again, and your reaction inside, it's like, okay, here we go again, you know, and you step back, you go into that dark hole again, and, you know, you feel it in that sinking feeling in your chest, like, okay, here's the moment where I'm, you know, my opinion doesn't matter, where I'm not listened to, where, you know, he's in charge, and, you know, I mean, those are some of the things that I'm picking up on an intuitive level, but however that is for you, and instead of reacting that way, the whole thing is to get control of yourself, that regardless of what he does, you're able to maintain that control within yourself, that where, you know, you're still, you know, lighthearted, open to the outcome, you're more focused on solutions. That stuff isn't, you know, his behavior isn't influencing you in those ways. And I think when you're in that state, when you have that internal control, it puts you in a much more powerful situation to be able to deal with the challenge differently, you know.
Sounds healthier too.
It's empowering. It's like you're not shut down by your own garbage, you know. You're clear. You're you know, present. You're right there. And I mean, one is, you know, it feels better not to be controlled by those situations. But two is it, you know, your mindset, you're able to see things differently. Oh, well, if I do this, that'll help this situation right now. You know, so, you know, it's about staying in that, you know, in that mindset. Now, is it easy all the time? No. I mean, I'm not trying to say, oh, you should have this figured out. I mean, again, you know, I'm married, I have teenage daughters, you know, and even with all the training, I mean, it's still tough, you know, but, I can pretty much tell you, I've used that training to save my own marriage years ago. And I use it every day to, really work with the teenage daughters, you know,
right. You know, sounds good. Yeah.
Stay in that mindset where I haven't killed anybody yet. One of the boys or anything like that. So I'm proud of myself. And I really attribute it to, you know, having that knowledge or that internal control. Am I perfect? No, but I'm a lot better off than I was before, you know? So that's what it's all about. And either through us, but there's other things too. I mean, even there's a lot of research out there, major universities, about mindfulness meditation, TM, which, well, you don't have to do it through TM, but there's, you know, other different approaches. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, pull you on underneath our wing. It's just something like that, to just have some tools to take better care of yourself is all it is. However you get those, that's your choice, you know? So just think about that. But, you know, as things progress, you get stuck, you come to a fork in the road, you, have a challenge you want some help with, whatever, you get back in touch with us. Now we got this recording. Give us a few days, because we have to, you know, edit, you know, somebody's got to edit that and send it up to the server, and we'll send you a little ticket email thing that's got a link to it, and you can listen to it or whatever, but we'll have that ready for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. And thanks again for all you've done for Tatum. I really appreciate it.
Hey.
So.
No problem. You take care of yourself. Have a good day.
Okay.